Wait. I'll do the proper intro. Yeah. Hello and welcome to CJL Plate, episode 2. Kind of a different episode today, as because of this whole coronavirus shindig, we've got our co-host Jesse Lambert joining us through the telephone. Say hi, Jesse.
Hello, CJL.
Okay, cool. It works. Jesse can hear us and we can hear Jesse. That's awesome. Yeah.
CJL, I was just hoping I could do my quick introduction.
Yeah, sure thing, Jesse. Go for it.
Welcome to CJL Plate. I am number one host, Jesse Lambert, here with my sidekick, CJL. How's that?
Cool. I thought maybe you're my sidekick because, you know, you're the younger one and, you know, I kind of brought you in on the show. Oh, okay, fair enough. But Robin was pretty cool. He had a cool, like, motorcycle.
It was cool in Batman Forever, my favourite Batman movie.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was good. That had the nipple suits, didn't it?
Oh, no, that was Batman and Robin.
Oh, no. Batman Forever was... I've ruined it now. Podcast's over. Anyway, maybe we should get back to the podcast, Jesse. You know... Welcome to this Corona edition of CJL Plate. Today, Jesse, we're going to take a walk down memory lane to your very first EPW live experience. Could you let us know what event it was?
Yes, this is Reawakening 14. Woo. This was my first ever EPW show. I saw a flyer for it at school. At the university next door, there was a big flyer for it. It looked pretty professional. Wow. I had to give it a shot.
Cool.
And I have fallen in love ever since. And there is one match that made me fall in love with it.
That's all it takes.
Bobby Marshall versus Jonah Rock.
Ooh. Wow, out of left field.
I should have the EPW title, sorry, my bad. With Marcus Pitt, Damian Slater, and Mikey Nichols.
Too many to choose from.
There was one match. The match I deem as my favourite and is probably one of the best EPW matches in history is the brother versus brother match. The Worlds Collide, Bodie McKenzie versus Byron McKenzie.
Wow, what an epic match. I have no idea who either of those are. Fill me in, Jesse. You've got to fill me in. What's the backstory between the McKenzie brothers?
I'm surprised you haven't heard of the McKenzie brothers, aka the greatest tag team in EPW history.
Oh, whoa, the greatest. I thought that was, you know, GST or the Fighting Hellfish, but okay. McKenzie brothers must have done some when we weren't there, I guess.
The McKenzie brothers, they're my favourite tag team of all time.
Oh, well, that's all that matters. Jesse's favourite tag team of all time, the McKenzie brothers. Yeah, and why were they fighting each other if they were brothers?
Well, you see... Road to Glory, about a show or two before, they had their shot at the EPW Tag Team titles against Cowboys and Eagles.
Wow.
Good old Williams and Eddie Bombay.
Yep, Eddie Bombay, yep, Billy Williams, yes.
And, well, you see, Byron decides to turn on Brody. Oh. Shocking, I know.
Jeez. No, family turmoil.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking.
So it kind of led to this blood feud at Reawakening, of course, and
first match in their feud.
The first match in their feud. Wow, this was a long-standing feud, I take it then.
Yeah. And one of the greatest matches in history. This is Steamboat Macho Man. This is
Steamboat Macho Man-esque.
Levels.
Yep.
This is a feud I never hope me or Dan have.
Wow, you, Bob, or Dan have a feud like this.
If we have a feud like this, then that's horrifying. Yeah. Wait, what? Oh,
what was that? Jesse. No, oh, we've lost Jesse. No, we've lost Jesse. What? No, where? Huh? What? No, they're telling me... No, sorry. We've got to stop this podcast now. I'm sorry.